Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 19, 2023. A heart-opening convention. The upcoming convention that will be held at the end of the month is called Opening the Heart. How can we prepare ourselves for the convention in order to really feel how we present the Creator with a heart ready to be purified? Many people from different countries will come to the convention ready to join the global connection in order to feel like one man with one heart. And in this way, we will achieve a great force, and it will be easier for us to draw the Creator to us, as it is said, "My sons have defeated me." This convention is another step toward final correction. We can achieve anything we want during it, there are no restrictions on this. After all, we live in the era of the Messiah, in the so-called last generation, and we study according to the correct methodology. Everyone only needs to direct their heart toward the connection with the ten, with hundreds and thousands, and thus all together to connect with the Creator. We need to understand what it means to be together. After all, the convention is not just a gathering in one hall, but everyone needs to feel that he is ready to provide a place for everyone in his heart and mind. From the fourth part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, August 27, 2023. Purifying the Heart. Don't push away thoughts of the Creator's mercy. Question: what are the subtleties of the concept of righteous? Answer: a righteous person justifies the Creator after all causes and consequences. He cuts himself off from all scrutinies as if they do not exist and sees the goodness of the Creator in everything that exists. As it is said, even if a sharp sword is placed on his neck, he should not give up on mercy. Therefore, everything is not as it seems to us. The righteous man sees his destiny only in the fact that he wants to justify the Creator. And when he discovers that he cannot do it to the end, he feels like a huge disaster. In the end, this leads him to correction. Our path is precisely to go through absolutely all adversities, to justify the Creator in everything, and to see his greatness and kindness. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, August 22, 2023. The need for the Creator's salvation. For the sake of a common high feeling. Question: in the ten, we are constantly trying to become one person with one heart, but the further we advance, the more our opinions differ. At the same time, we revealed that there was a very warm, joyful feeling. Will we come to the point where everyone will be ready to gladly give up their eye for the sake of this common high feeling? Answer: it does not matter if your opinions are opposite. We are saying that everyone in the tent should be connected, everyone should have their own opinion, each with their own desire, with a point in the heart, and with the root of their soul. Naturally, each of us is against the others, separated from the others. But we are building a common system above egoism, which separates and divides us. Therefore, we need to understand that the most important thing is connection above our separation and distancing. This is our work. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, August 22, 2023. The need for the Creator's salvation. Sefirot, the highest illumination. Question: if part Sufim are desires, then what are Sefirot? Answer: Sefirot is from the word glow, sapir. When light enters the desires and shines in them, then these desires are called Sefirot. And the worlds, from the word Olama, which means concealment, on the contrary, conceal the light in themselves. Man, ascending the steps of the spiritual worlds, reveals this illumination, and the concealment disappears. From Cab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, August 27, 2023. The difference between part Sufim. Question: how do part Sufim differ from each other? We know that desires in our world differ both in quantity and quality. For example, there is a difference whether I get pleasure from drinking tea or I enjoy power when I control several million people. And what about the spiritual? Answer: there is practically no difference. Egoistic power is egoistic, altruistic is altruistic, and therefore, there are no special differences. If we perform spiritual actions, that is, giving, uniting, and fulfilling others, then we feel that we are giving, getting closer, and rising to higher spiritual levels. At the same time, at each stage there is increasing connection with the Creator. This is the difference between the Patsu theme. From Cab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, August 27, 2023. How to bring inner energy into creativity. Question: let's say a movie related to Kabbalah is being made in Hollywood. At the same time, another film on this topic is being created by a group of people who understand it a little more deeply. What will be the difference and strength of the films? Answer: if the film is made in Hollywood, then it will be shown today and forgotten tomorrow. Of course, it will somehow be perceived by humanity. It can be a very high-grossing, popular film, because in Hollywood everything is determined by money and the number of viewers. However, it will affect humanity in a very superficial way, broadly, but superficially. But if we take part in the creation of this film, then completely different energy would be spread through the internal communication network between us. These connections can be represented as a set of many internal levels, 125 degrees, until our complete connection into one single, inseparable, and absolutely integral organism. Let there be love, betrayal, and some kind of tension in this film, as it usually happens in feature films, but no lies, and it should be closer to the goal and closer to our reality, through which we must pass. It is a pity that everything gets mangled. Nevertheless, certain internal schemes are created in a person, which then confuse him very much in his life. Hollywood has rendered so many people disabled. The things it has done alongside useful stuff. Still, it is a path through pain. But on the other hand, if these are good things, even made without us, then by taking them into our hands, starting to process them, and adding a large number of comments, we can add our energy to them. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Healing Energy, October 1, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: why is there so much confusion in the world? A new desire is emerging in humanity today. It is appearing in more and more people, but only as a seed of a desire, not a fully clarified one. What is this desire for? It is a tiny spark of a desire for a state of absolute love, bestowal and connection. As a result of the emergence of this new desire, confusion is rising due to people not knowing how to fulfill it. Unlike the desires that developed within us to date, that is, corporeal desires for food, sex, family, money, honor, control and knowledge, there are no examples in our midst of how to fulfill the new desire emerging in us. It is because this new desire is not corporeal, but spiritual, and it requires a shift in how we perceive and sense reality. What shift in perception and sensation do we need in order to realize this new desire emerging in us? Our natural inborn egoistic desires make us want to receive maximum benefit for ourselves alone. They constantly try to absorb fulfillments into themselves. That is our clear inner self-organization through which we currently relate to the world. Instinctively, at every moment, we try to receive the most fulfillment possible, and we act in a way that our inner system considers necessary and most beneficial for ourselves at any given moment. In our egoism, we more or less know how to work with others by pushing for what we want to receive, to take and to give, pay and buy, and so on. We interact with each other in such a way using a wide variety of means, guile, deception and politics, to name just a few. In our world, we know how to act, despite all the venality and lies that we grow up with. Now, however, another condition, force and quality emerges, a new desire that we previously did not feel, a tiny point of a desire for love, bestowal and connection. Such a desire is rooted in nature itself, which at its core is a desire to love and to bestow. In other words, love is the base law of nature. Likewise, the more we develop today, the more we experience nature's rawest form drawing closer to revealing itself to us. What is the expression of nature's rawest form drawing closer to revealing itself to us? It is that we start finding ourselves becoming more and more complexly interconnected and interdependent globally. That is how nature's quality of love, bestowal and connection manifests itself in the corporeal world. In addition to the egoistic force, there is also an altruistic force, and it increasingly reveals itself to us through our becoming globally interconnected and interdependent. Likewise, until we shift our attitudes to each other from egoistic to altruistic, then we will feel more and more confusion enter our lives like a dark cloud increasingly descending upon us. Based on Cab TV's I Got a Call. Internal work with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on September 3, 2011. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Michael Leitman, on Quora, does everyone have bad thoughts? Everything that awakens within us stems from the upper force of bestowal and love in nature that creates and sustains reality, which in Kabbalah is called the Creator. However, we receive awakenings in our egos and they thus becomes revealed as the opposite form of what was sent from the upper force. How does this work? The upper force is absolute altruism, constantly bestowing pleasure and delight upon us, but we received that influence in broken egoistic desires that wish to enjoy for self-benefit alone. The egoistic desires receive everything that comes from the perfect upper force, actualizing that influence in an opposite and negative manner. That is why, unfortunately, we all have bad thoughts and bad desires, and we will continue having bad thoughts and bad desires until we correct ourselves. What does it mean to correct ourselves? It means that we invert the intention upon our desires so that instead of wishing to enjoy for self-benefit alone at the expense of others and nature, we would instead wish to benefit others and nature over our own personal egoistic benefit. When we correct ourselves, we would come to feel ourselves as existing in a single whole with everyone and everything in nature, and we would thus be happy to serve and act for the benefit of that whole as if it were our great self. Based on Ask the Kabbalist with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on August 7, 2008. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.